God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening. Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. Jason DeZurich with you, along with my guest, David Odegaard. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Well, tonight we're going to dig into invisible heritage and just a foundation that it seems so many of us have forgotten. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Again, you can find our parent ministry as well, Worldview Warriors. We're equipping students to impact this generation for Jesus Christ. Been doing this since 1996. Been around a little while. Can you believe it's been that long, David?
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, but we have been raised for such a time as this.
You said it was, and I believe it.
And I'll tell you this, too. Last time Katie Erickson was on, this was a little while ago. This radio program has been around for 10 years.
Wow.
I'm kind of shocked about that. But the reality is, you know, when you do something and you just keep doing it and you're like the tortoise and the hare, right. Well, eventually you do end up getting some distance, right?
That's right.
Well, friends, again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. David and I, we've been discussing on air, off air, doing a lot of discussing, and we're planning tonight to talk about an invisible heritage regarding our nation, just regarding today and what's going on in our culture and society. Hopefully you can tune in with us, and we'd love questions if you want to ask us a question. No problem. You can find us online at Do Not Keep Silent on Facebook. Why not send us a message there, or you can just post directly to the page. We leave it wide open for anybody to post pretty much whatever they want. I don't even know if we have a filter on that thing. So if you want to post whatever, we'll let you do it. Now, we do ask that you be nice, and we try to keep it, though, language at a nice level, I guess is the best way to put it. So if you can, be nice and speak well of others. We'd appreciate that. Again, you can find us on Facebook, Do Not Keep Silent. Tonight, though, David and I, we've been digging into, again, this invisible heritage. As we get started, I wanted to share with you some quotes just to get us going. Patrick Henry said this, "Give me liberty or give me death." Now, we all know that, but did you know also, this is a quote from him, "The Bible is worth all the other books which have ever been printed."
Amen.
My goodness, that's from Patrick Henry. We see from the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Jay, "Providence has been given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers." First time I came across that, I was like, is this a typo? Because I have been told that our nation was not founded upon Christian principles. But as you dig further and dig deeper, you begin to realize that's just baloney.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another one for you, friends. Daniel Webster. Yeah, Daniel Webster. "If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." I'll just say this, seriously incredible. It's almost as if he was prophetic in giving that. When you look at our society, David, today, can you kind of see that going on?
Yes, I can.
It's just unreal. So, friends, why are we bringing this up? Why am I bringing this up? Well, again, we're living in a society where people want to, I think it's fair to say, kind of make up their own ideas, make up their own truth, come up with what they want to do. But the problem is their truth or their ideas, they're based on a foundation they don't even know is there.
Right.
So, David, let's get into that a little bit. What is this foundation I'm talking about?
Well, if you look at just the United States, just in America, mm-hmm. our country was founded on the principles of the Bible, the principles of the natural law or common law, which is a 600-year tradition of what is right and wrong codified in the natural law or the common law. And it's a way of viewing the world. And it's so – we just take it in with how we're raised, how we view the world. Like the old statement, a fish doesn't know it's wet. Well, that's like us. We have a view of what's right and wrong because of the heritage that we've been handed. And because of that, we act in a certain way. The problem is, for the last 100 years or so, that way of life, that view of the world, that standard of morality has been just incessantly attacked as wrong. Critical, hypercritical thinking. The Bible isn't the Bible. The Bible isn't the Word of God. Hath God said, as Satan said in the garden. That sums up a lot of the philosophy coming out from 1850 on. Hath God really said, where is the Word of God? Do we know that this is the revelation? And then even questioning whether there is a God, even though it's absurd to think that something can come from nothing like the universe and have such a beautiful design. I mean, I look at the world, and it is just absolutely fundamental that God is an artist. I mean, all this comes from a mind. You cannot get information from anything except a mind.
Right. You know, what's coming to my mind right now actually is when I was a kid, I don't even remember how old I was, but in science class, they were teaching us about leaves. You know, leaves on a tree. Mm-hmm. And I remember the teacher talking about just how incredible it is of all the layers that are in a leaf, and that real thin leaf has all these layers in it, and it's just incredible. But yet this teacher never really said, well, that's from God. Isn't nature amazing? Yeah. Isn't it incredible what nature did? Well, looking back on that, it's like I was being primed to not believe in God in that. I mean, and when I think about that, honestly, for me and friend listening, if that doesn't make you furious, I don't know what would. I mean, it's like they're lying to you on purpose. Right. That just drives me bananas.
So the reason that America became such a great society was that it was founded on our laws and our standards of morality were founded on the Bible. So when the Bible says that marriage is between one man and one woman, and we said as a nation, we're going to codify that in law. So if you act outside of that, you'll be in trouble.
Right.
Well, that preserved society. That shaped how people behaved in our society. And sure, there were people that broke that law, that violated it all the time. And they received the just penalty for that. When Utah wanted to become a state, Congress said, you can't come into the United States if you're going to be polygamists. That's against the Bible. That's what they told them. You can't do it. So all of a sudden, the Mormons decided, you know, well, that we can change that law. And so that's how they were admitted into the Union. But that idea was you can't even become a state. We don't care if every single person in your state wants to be part of our country. We will not allow it if you do not accept what the biblical code of morality is. It was the idea that the only way we can have unity as a nation is if we have an objective source of morality. And that objective source, of course, is going to be God's Bible.
Absolutely. Friends, you're tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. Again, my name is Jason Nazarek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. David, if it's all right, since we're talking about, you know, biblical marriage, so that would be biblical families as well,
right,
because,
sure,
you know, a biblical marriage is one man, one woman, till you're dead,
right,
till one of you dies, which means it's for life,
right,
which means you two are going to have some children, and the importance of staying together not just maybe for your sake, but for the children's sake, for society.
Right.
I mean, when you think about it, friend out there, that is the foundation that we have. But yet people want to change it, don't they?
Oh, desperately. The family has been under attack like crazy, especially since, Johnson's Great Society. That was just an all-out attack against the family. And you can see that fathers, the rate of fatherlessness in our nation has just exploded societal problems. There's so many problems that come. In the African-American community in the 60s and 70s, the fatherlessness rate was 30%. Now that's the same rate in the white community today. And you see all the problems that come into those cultures because of that, with the drugs, with the hopelessness, with the just despondency, all that comes as a result of not having dad in the home. Not having dad in the home. That's how important family is. It's the foundation of a society. And so if you're going to have a strong society, you have to have strong fathers. If you're going to have strong marriages, you have to have strong men and women who are committed to one another, and it becomes the basic building block of the entire nation.
Absolutely. With that, friends, I want to encourage you. We have a writing on our blog there from Steve Reisner. It's titled, Fathers, You Are Extremely Important. Again, Fathers, You Are Extremely Important. You can go find that at donotkeepsilent.com. Click the blog tab there. It'll take you to, it'll take you to the blog. And then I want to encourage you on the search bar, type in Fathers, You Are Extremely Important. Again, written by Steve Reisner, I believe a few years ago. And friends, just take time and go read that. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
If you know that you have heard from God correctly, when the naysayers come and tell you ridiculous things like, if it was God's will, it wouldn't be this hard. If you know you've heard from God correctly, try harder. Let your actions speak louder than their negative and uninspiring words. Grow, mature, and become complete, not lacking anything. Again, when you know the direction that God has called you, obey Him and ignore all the noise around you. Ignore it. Friends, this is one reason why we need to be in the Word of God, so we know His truth and obey. Babe Ruth said, it's hard to beat a person who never gives up.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
On today's Fastcast, let's take a look at Psalm 34. It's pretty clear that David wrote this psalm out of his own personal experiences. David had gotten into a situation in Gath where he was afraid for his life, but he trusted God to protect him. Friends, what does God's protection look like in your life? Are you daily praising God for all the ways that He protects you? Are you tasting and seeing God's goodness in your life? Friends, we are called to fear God and give Him glory and praise with our lives. I encourage you to read the entire psalm there, Psalm 34, and why not find our blog post written on it by Katie Erickson, and it's titled Psalm 34.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yep, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Our parent ministry is Worldview Warriors. Find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, we're about equipping students to impact this generation for Jesus Christ. Friend, I thank you for tuning in. Those of you who are normal listeners, regular listeners, I want to thank you so much for being willing to not just partner with us of listening, but even partnering through giving, partnering through prayer. Boy, do we need prayers. I mean, if you saw things on this side of the microphone, we need them, don't we, David?
Yes, amen.
So, friends, again, find us online at worldviewwarriors.com. www.fatherhood.org. David, when we left, we were talking about fathers and just the importance of fatherhood, but also how, well, fathers have kind of been neglecting their responsibility.
Yeah, they have, for sure. And there's all kinds of pressures that are harming them or helping that trend of them getting out. And the morality, the reinforcing of morality that helped fathers stay engaged with their responsibilities, that has vastly disappeared from our society. The idea of family is that it's a national covenant for parents to be their parents, and that the family had to be a protected unit of itself. And the idea in the natural law is that we protect the relationship between man and wife and the relationship of parents and children, because if we begin to damage that or try to subvert it in any way, the entire nation will crumble. Because that is the basic building block of any society, is the strength of its families.
So, you know, when we hear about, oh, you know, I think a lot of times there's a term basically about colonial power or about the hierarchy and thing. I mean, the more I dig into it, the more really what's going on. I'm not saying things have been perfect in the past. That's not what I'm saying. But what people are really saying, especially if they're like, you know, we need a fundamental transformation, they're really talking about a fundamental transformation away from godly principles.
Right.
The more I dig into it, that is really what's going on. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally. They're trying to recast society on an ulterior vision of humanity, an ulterior vision of truth. And a completely different philosophy of life, really, that, as we were talking at the break, that's based in Nietzsche's philosophy.
Right. So let's dig into that. When you say Nietzsche, some people maybe have never even heard of this person.
Well, they're not missing out.
Okay. Well, what is Nietzsche? Think on this.
Well, Nietzsche is writing in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Nietzsche had a terrible relationship with his father, and he rejected his father as a weak model, and that somehow we need to be all-powerful, all-strong. And his dad was a Christian.
I did not know that.
I think his dad was a Lutheran minister. I'm not exactly sure. I'll have to go back and look it up.
Okay.
But anyway, but his dad was kind of passive and weak, and so he rejected and said the duty of men is to be strong. And we have to make our own future. And so Nietzsche's concept was that when Europe realizes that atheism is true, that they will then say God is dead. He's the one that came up with that phrase, God is dead. And basically he was saying that Europe is going to realize that there is no God, and they're going to have to find a new foundation upon which to base life, morality. And he said that is going to be on this concept of will to power. So if there is no God, then we have to make ourselves into whatever we want. We are, in essence, our own creator, even though that's an absurd thing to say.
Right.
No one can create themselves. Nevertheless, that's exactly what he says, is we have the freedom to create ourselves. Dostoevsky said, if there is no God, everything is permissible, and that he called it a hideous freedom. Nietzsche said this is the greatest opportunity that we've ever had to be able to invent ourselves. But instead of there being any kind of guiding principles of right and wrong, it's a savage world, and it's dog eat dog. And Nietzsche said, in essence, this is my paraphrase of it, that this is just a cosmic battle of King of the Hill. Whoever has the power gets to make all the rules. So there's no objective right and wrong anymore. There's no moral sense of what you should or should not do. It's just, what do you have the power to do? You can do anything you want to your neighbor if you have the power to do it to your neighbor. And so people are choosing Nietzsche over colonialism, but colonialism is an expression of that. It's exploitation through power. It was a wrong thing to do. It's a blot in our history, and something that, you know, we should be deeply apologetic for, that we allowed ourselves to go down that trail. Nevertheless, we did. But don't embrace Nietzscheism. Christianity is still the answer. Jesus still said, don't do that. And even though we did it in the name of Jesus, or Western civilization did it in the name of Jesus, doesn't mean that Jesus was wrong. It just means that the colonial powers were wrong. So anyway, with Nietzsche, he says you can do anything you want as long as you have the power. And so that's where this idea of will to power comes in. You make yourself, you grab all the resources you can grab all the power you can grab, and you become the king of the hill, and then you die, and nothing happens to you afterward. And besides, the entire universe or the entire world is going to die in the heat death of the universe anyway and go into nihilism. So nothing has any value, nothing has any meaning. And if you can find something that'll keep you from suicide, well, good for you. That's in essence what Nietzsche said. But you can also see how that has become the driving philosophy of modern life. Everybody is just making up their own world. They're saying, you know, I get to invent myself. I can define reality for myself. Reality is completely subjective. And, you know, if you don't accept my version of reality, there's something wrong with you, not me. Even though we look at reality, objective reality, and we say, you know, all this stuff that you're saying about yourself is obviously not true. Mm. You're not 10 feet tall, even if you right. identify as someone 10 feet tall.
Right.
And so you can see that Nietzsche's idea of this freedom really is hideous. But we're in late stage liberal idea of freedom. And it is not sustainable, and it is not a basis for society. Either we're going to have to come to our senses, or we're headed for some really, really mad times. I look at the world around us today, right. and I think the world has gone completely insane.
Right.
And I think that's probably true.
How did we get here kind of thing?
Insanity is the last stage. And in fact, Nietzsche went insane and did kill himself also.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, he drove himself mad.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was actually talking to one of my daughters today just about that regarding just people, you know, maybe that we see, or regarding society itself. It's like people are so worried about things now and anxious that it's like they let people that maybe don't even care about them, they like let them live in their heads. And they're letting them affect their lives when that person probably isn't even thinking about them.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest thing, because what are we supposed to really be thinking on? We should be thinking about praiseworthy things.
Yeah,
we should
that,
be thinking
about,
yes, godly things, friends. So, again, I just want to encourage you out there, if you're struggling with worry and anxiety, my goodness, friends, if you're worried about finances, if you're worried about where your next meal is coming from, I mean, literally, okay? If you're worried about where am I going to get my next rent from, my goodness, yes, obviously, you need to work. Yep, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. But how about turn it over to God and just say, especially if you are doing what you believe you're supposed to be doing, ask God for help. That prayer is not just some, you know, thing you do. It's, I mean, you're talking to the king of the universe.
God is completely trustworthy.
100%.
Amen.
Friends, again, you're tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. As we get out of here, got one more Fastcast to share with you. Thanks again for being with me, and find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Just imagine where Israel would be today if Abraham would have given up on God and his promise that he made that Abraham would be a great nation. Even through the difficulties he faced, including some that were self-inflicted, he didn't give up and trusted in Almighty God. Friends, don't quit. Trust Almighty God in all that you do. If he really is Creator God, then you wouldn't even exist right now without him. Be thankful for him and the gift of life that he's given to you. Friends, find our blog post titled Don't Quit to dig into more on this idea today.
So the last word is...
Find us online.
If you believe in nothing,
at worldviewwarriors.org.
So my advice is dig deep into what God says is true, what God says is valuable, what God says is beautiful, what God says is important, and you'll find that you will have a basis for the good life. Seek the Lord, and you will find him. Taste and see that he is good.
Amen to that, brother. Again, David, thank you for being with us here. For Do Not Keep Silent, again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. We'll see you next time. Make sure to go out and make today great.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.